This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So, we got to start off our episode today talking about our amazing sponsors, Cassidy.com.
Yes, Cassidy.com is our go-to for sexy friends and events in town, out of town. We just have an amazing time with Cassidy.com.
We do. Cassidy is the fastest growing community of swingers in the United States online, and we highly recommend that you check them out for yourself by going to our website, frontportswingers.com. We have two Cassidy banners you can click on and get 30 free days of all of the Cassidy features.
Yeah, don't take our word for it. Hit that 30-day free button and check it out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so what's up?
Lots of stuff.
We're doing our recording today on a day that we don't normally record and a time we don't normally record.
It's kind of weird.
It is. It feels a little strange, but we have a very sexy weekend planned.
We do.
So we're not going to be able to do it on our normal time. We have some naughty shit planned for the weekend.
We do, which is great because my sex drive has been fucking through the roof.
Yeah, you're like insatiable today.
I can't even help it.
Social media today.
Oh, that wasn't even the half of it. I mean, I was like naughty texting people.
I know.
And I was putting my like bear tits on Cassidy. Another reason to join Cassidy community.
Yeah, if you need another reason, check out Brenna's tits.
My tits were up today. Yeah, I just can't even help it. It's all I can think about.
Well, for the last few days, it's been pretty insatiable.
It really has. Yesterday, you came home and I had a wand sitting out on the bed and a dildo that still had my cum on it sitting on the bathroom counter, which was super classy, let me tell you.
Well, somebody had to like clearly fuck herself with a dildo before she went to work in the morning.
No, that was from my lunch break.
Neglected to tell me that I would find it when I got home. The wand is out. The dildo is out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Needless to say,
I thought you would like it.
It was a good time that night.
Oh my God, it was so hot.
Yeah.
Yes, you used the wand on me while you licked my ass.
Yes, I did.
Holy fuck, it felt good.
Yeah, because you're like super fucking naughty and that's what you like.
Not me.
Yes, you. Miss sitting on the suction cup dildo on the floor while you're sucking my cock.
That was your idea.
I don't recollect it that way.
I sure do. You said, why don't you sit on this while you suck my cock? Actually, were your exact words.
I don't think I said that.
Okay, you did though.
I don't think so. Anyway, super
it's
fucking
It's been a
hot.
Lot of naughty fun lately.
Yeah, this whole fucking week has been just like crazy.
Yeah.
And we're going to culminate the weekend with some real naughty shit. Going to an event Saturday.
Yeah.
We are likely going to have a threesome, me, you, and Clint on Sunday.
I really hope so.
And then you, Miss Naughty, will spend the afternoon with Clint alone while I'm at work. And then, of course...
Maybe, yeah. I haven't for sure locked that down yet, but he will be in town Sunday and Monday. And I've already asked him to have a drink with us and kind of prep for a potential threesome. So that'll be fucking awesome.
I don't think he needs a drink, but sure. What the hell?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
It's going to be hot either way.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah, but it's going to be a hot weekend. Can't even tell you what's
going
to happen Saturday.
We had a hot weekend last weekend. We're going into another hot weekend this weekend.
Yes, we're going to talk about our weekend last weekend today.
Yes,
I'm so fucking confused. Last weekend, this weekend, there's just a lot of weekend shit going on.
A lot of sex on a lot of weekends.
Like we said, I think we said it on the last episode, our community is now in summer mode, basically.
Yes.
You know, the season is upon us. The summer season is upon us. It was 60 degrees today and beautiful.
Yeah.
And you can just tell it's like this weird vibe in the air. Everyone's just on a different level.
It really is true. Even at like the grocery store, I felt like people wanted to be fucking.
Yeah. I mean, it totally could have been my imagination, but I'm pretty sure a woman at the grocery store today was eye fucking me across the produce
section. Ooh, was she hot?
No. But I appreciate her eye fucking me anyway.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So I was very excited about that.
Well, if she was hot, I would have said get her number. But
for sure. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's in the air.
Yeah, sex it's a vibe going on. People are like, it's been cold and now we need some fucking time.
Yeah, sex is in the air. Well, last weekend, let's talk about it a little bit. We had the opportunity to see two of our just our favorite couples and yes. some of our really good friends here in town. And you reached out to them thinking, well, you know, somebody will maybe want to do something.
I thought one of them maybe might text us back, and they both texted me back within like 5 minutes.
Yeah, because they're all horny too. And we got a chance to see each of them, one couple Friday night, the other couple Saturday night. While we did not play with our friends Friday night, we did have some naughty kind of playtime at the bar restaurant we were in, which was super fucking sexy because they're just a sexy couple. You know, sitting next to her, like, first of all, once again, I think we said it, we've talked about, you and I have talked about it. She's built like if Jessica Rabbit were a real person.
Yeah.
This is what she would look like, yes. only with much bigger tits and a bigger ass.
She's like curvy in all the right places.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she would have to be blonde, but super fucking hot. So at one point in the evening, our friend, he suggested, he's like, why don't we switch seats? Why don't the girls switch seats?
Yeah.
And she was in the bathroom. And so, of course, you jumped right out because you're totally horny anyway.
I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, because you knew what was going to happen. And so so she gets back and, she sits down next to me. And instantly, I'm like feeling on her. You're clearly having your pussy rubbed because like your eyes were kind of squinty and you weren't talking as much. So I could totally tell.
You picked up on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you turned on?
Super turned on, which is why I was groping her tits like
that's
crazy.
Why, not because they're amazing and beautiful.
Oh, that for sure. But I was like, oh, this is too fucking hot. And so he and I are just like having a conversation, clearly like touching.
Yeah, it was so funny because you guys are like so calmly having this conversation as if you're, you know, talking at the fucking post office or something as you're rubbing her tits and he's rubbing my pussy.
Yeah.
Under the table.
But the best was like the look on the server's face when she came over because like she had drinks in her hand.
She was so confused.
And she was like, wait, where does this go? What's happening?
Well, to be fair, we go there fairly often, and I would be shocked if they don't know something is up at this point because we've met multiple dates there. We are all over each other there.
Always.
And it's always the same staff, and they know us by name. So I'm fairly certain that they know that we're swingers.
Well, and this is also the couple that we were with. It's their favorite place in town, too.
Yeah.
And they go there also. So I'm sure that the staff must have been like, oh, these pervs. You know, what's happening here?
These fucking people, yeah.
Which was
dirty
totally
perverts.
Dirty perverts. We did not get a chance to play. Unfortunately, you and I had an early morning, a lot to do Saturday. They had responsibilities. They had a babysitter that they had to get back to. So anyway, it was really nice to make to reconnect with them. We hadn't seen them since New Year's Eve. We spent New Year's Eve with them.
Yes.
So it was nice to see them again. And that just gives everybody some idea. Like New Year's Eve, you know, January wasn't like super freezing snow kind of crazy, but it got much worse as the winter went on. And then everybody just hibernated.
Yes.
You know, no one leaves the house. You
us
know?
Included.
Yeah. We were like, fuck it. It's just too cold to go out and get some strange, you know, ass. So we're just going to stay home and fuck. That's what we did. So our friends do the same thing. But it was super great to see them. I really enjoy their company. They're just super people.
Yes.
And they, much like us, give zero fucks who sees them in public and what happens.
Well, the gentleman was the one that came up with the idea of us swapping seats. We didn't do that.
No.
So to me, that made me feel like, okay, they're on the same page as us. They just want to have fun. They're not taking things too seriously.
No, we're just hanging out, you know, which is why
they don't take themselves seriously in terms of being in the lifestyle, which I fucking love because at the end of the day, this lifestyle is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be high stress and like constantly looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
That's just too much work.
That's a fucking workout, man. I mean, we do enough of working out. I don't need to do that when we're out hanging out with a couple. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to do that. And I love them because they don't give a shit. Yes. They're awesome that way. You know, and they have every right to give a shit. You know, they're local and they have, you know, they've got kids and, you know, they could be uptight about it, but that's just not their way.
No.
You know?
They want to have fun. Yeah. They want to live their life.
Yeah, we love them. They're awesome.
Yes.
So we're going to see them again soon. We made some plans for this this summer, obviously. So we're going to see them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
And then Saturday.
Listen, Saturday night. So I just got to tell you, we've talked about Harry and Sally before.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, we had an amazing interaction with them and a couple times, actually, and spoke about them. And they're just great fucking people. We can't say enough good things about Harry and Sally. But we made plans to see them. We're going to their home, which is a little further, a little just outside of town from us. And we've been there before. We've played in the hot tub and just had a fucking great time. They're super sexy people. So we get there. I'm just going to say, I have to just say it. So
yeah, I know you do.
We get there And both Harry and Sally, Sally answered the door.
Yes.
But Harry is standing behind her.
Yes.
And she is in this fucking fishnet, like one piece white dress.
Yes.
With, of course, nothing on top underneath it. And this little teeny tiny white G-string under it.
Yeah.
So to paint you a picture, you know, she's wearing this thing. It's basically, it's like yarn. With her nipples sticking out of it. And her, I mean, she's so fucking hot.
She's so hot.
Oh, my God. And so she answers the door that way. So right away, you know, instinctively.
It's going to be a good night.
It's going down tonight. Yeah. It's going to be super fucking freaky tonight. And she's got a collar on.
Yes.
A black leather collar.
Oh, that's what got me. I knew you were going to be into the dress.
Yeah.
I was into the collar.
Oh, she's just so fucking hot. And of course, you know, Harry's just like super cool and suave. And he's just chilling in like his shorts and his polo shirt. You know, he always looks like he's either getting on or off of a yacht. Doesn't matter what the fuck Sally is wearing.
Yeah.
You know, he's just chilling. It's fucking great. I love those two.
Yes.
So of course we get in and it's, you know, greet them. We hadn't seen them. Jeez, it was how
Christmas long? Time.
Christmas, right. Because we spent like Christmas Eve with them.
Yes.
And it was a fucking hot time. And then of course we got to see them Saturday. And man, it was just reconnecting with them is always fun.
Yeah, it was really, really nice to, you know, just reconnect with people that kind of understand us on a different level. Because these are people that are not only lifestyle people, which lifestyle people in general get us way more than vanilla people. But on top of that, these are people that have familiarity with us as a couple, with, you know, the things that interest us outside of sex.
Right.
So it was really cool to just sit and talk with them. And we did for quite a while. It was a good long bit that we just caught up with them.
Yeah, and we actually said, it was actually the same scenario as the last time we saw them. We saw them like it was a Saturday night or a Friday night, whatever it was the last time. And the next morning we were leaving to go to family, to see family, like at 6 a.m.
Yes.
And the last time we stayed with them, we didn't get home.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we didn't get home till almost 3. And then of course we came home, fucked like little bunnies, and didn't get to bed till like 4 and had to get up at 6 o'clock to get out of town. Man, it was rough.
It was horrible.
And so
we were dragging ass for days. So we were like, we cannot do that again.
So we said, we're not doing this. We're meeting them at 7. We are naked by 10. That is just all there is to it. And so of course we get there and we just connect with them so well. And it's so comfortable. And we're just having drinks and laughing and talking about what's happened over the last 3 months that we haven't seen them.
Yeah.
And before you know it, it's like 11 o'clock and Harry's like, hey, are we fucking or what?
Loved that. He was like, so you guys said you needed to leave by a certain time and it's like 10:30.
Yeah.
So are we playing? Who's getting naked?
Yeah, what are we doing? You know, meanwhile, Sally's already pretty much naked and I was horned up the minute I saw her. So I was fucking raring to go.
Yeah.
And I mean, just a fucking great couple, man. I love them so much.
They're awesome. Me too.
And so we're going to be spending some time with them this summer as well. They've got a kind of a similar situation to us. They're going to have some free time this summer. And so will we. And so it's going to work out, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those guys. They're great. So let's talk about it.
Okay.
So when you saw her, like, what did you think? Like, when she answered the door.
I immediately was like, okay, we're fucking for sure. Because here's the thing. We haven't played with them for so long. We haven't seen them in so long that I thought this might just be kind of a reconnection time. I didn't know for sure that we were going to play. We certainly didn't want to presume that. I figured we might just because we click so well with them.
Yeah.
But the second that I saw her in that outfit, I'm like, there is no fucking way that we're not fucking these people tonight.
Well, the first thing I thought of was there's no fucking way I'm leaving this house without fucking her in that outfit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Holy shit. So, yeah, I mean, she is so fucking smoking hot.
She's got like the perfect body.
Well, and
she's not like thin, but she's very fit, but like not overly toned. It's perfect.
No, she is everything that you want to see in a woman wearing that fucking outfit that she had on.
Yes.
Or that she almost had on. I mean, oh my God, she's so hot. So that was awesome. I knew right away we were going to have a good time. Of course, Harry's got this big grin on his face, you know.
He was very proud of that whole thing. And he found out later that he orchestrated it.
Yeah, he
was like, this is your outfit tonight.
Yeah. he said at one point, he was kind of going back and forth between, should you wear panties? Should you not wear the panties? It was so funny. But man, she is so hot. So hot. It's great. They're great people. So we chatted for a good long while.
Yes.
You know, had some drinks.
But the whole time, she's in this outfit. She doesn't cover up.
No.
So I'm like, I'm trying not to perv on her.
Me too.
I'm like, trying not to stare at her tits.
Me
but
too.
I can't. not stare at her tits.
Yeah, because they're right there in front of you and they are out and they are absolutely prevalent.
And they're fucking beautiful.
Yeah, they're perfect. So, yeah, so she's just chilling half naked and we're just basically talking about what we've been up to and, you know, catching up. And they went on vacation. Yep. So we talked about that. Of course, we've had all kinds of crazy shit going on. We talked about our trip to Denver and, you know, what's coming up for them and what's coming up for us. And finally, as you said, Harry's like, so are we doing this? And we did.
Yeah, we did.
So
how did we transition, though? I don't even remember.
Well, so Sally went into the bedroom first.
Right.
To freshen her up as if she had to. And then Harry went to the kitchen, made one more cocktail for all of us to share. He put it in a big tumbler. And Sally even made a joke like, looks like we're all going to drink out of the same glass.
Hope nobody minds. For us.
Yeah. So nobody. Yeah. So they did. He did that.
Yeah.
You and I went into the bedroom.
Yes.
You stepped into the bathroom quickly and then you came out. We just got undressed. Harry was already undressed or getting undressed.
So I think that we started with our respective partners. So I.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
for sure.
He laid down on the bed and she started sucking his cock.
Yes.
And I got on my knees on the floor and started sucking your cock.
Yes. And in true Harry form, he is the choreographer.
Yes.
And he was like, it was interesting. And I found it, I thought it was really nice. It was really sweet. They wanted you to be the center of attention.
Yes.
Because the last time we were together, Sally was basically the center of attention between myself and Harry.
Right.
So they really wanted that for you. And he was very much like, you know, he was asking you, what do you want?
Yeah.
You know, how do you want this to go? And so was Sally. She was so eager for that to be a thing.
That was so sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was very well, cool.
And what I wanted was to suck your cock while he fucked me.
Yes. Because we've been talking about that. We've done that before. But we haven't had that full on, you know, male, female situation without another female there.
Right.
And, you know, we've done that with them where it was me and Harry and Sally and you were kind of like, you know, you were, you know, on standby.
Both of you. Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Watching both of you with her. Yeah.
Right. And so we wanted that for you. You definitely did.
Yes.
Because the first time we were with them, you were actually sucking my cock while Sally was fucking you with the strap on.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing.
It was hot. It was super hot.
Yes.
But this time you were eager to have that, you know, male-female experience again.
Well, it looked so great with her last time. I was like, I've got to experience it for myself. So
yes.
You sat on the bed.
I did.
And
eagerly sat on the bed.
Yeah, I started sucking your cock.
Yes.
Harry put on a condom.
Yes, he did.
And then he got behind me and started fucking me from behind.
Yeah.
While Sally was videoing the whole thing.
She was. And she's, oh, so of course, you're sucking my cock. She's standing to just to the left of me with the camera, basically. And she's fucking naked.
Yeah.
So I'm like looking at her and then looking at you suck my cock and looking at her. And it was really fucking intense, of course. And the whole time, you know, Harry's fucking you from behind. And you came for the first time very quickly.
Hard, yeah, too.
I mean, it was really like intense because you had to stop sucking my cock.
I was so turned on. I just get so turned on by them, period. But then the whole idea of like being with you and him at the same time was so hot to me. It was overwhelmingly hot.
Yeah, it was something to see, especially from my vantage point. You know?
I'm sure. So what are you seeing?
Well, of course, I'm sitting up with kind of like my back against the pillow, you know, up against the headboard, and you're sucking my cock, and you've got your ass like up in the air, like you're clearly, you know, in
ready and waiting.
Yeah, there was no doubt what was happening.
Yeah.
So when he got behind you, he's kind of looking at her. At Sally, because she's looking on and she's like into it,
right?
And now she's kind of getting closer to me with the camera she's filming,
right?
And I'm like totally eye fucking her, right? While you're sucking my cock and Harry's fucking
you. Do you think she noticed?
Yeah, she absolutely noticed. I mean, which we'll get into because our interaction was so fucking intense. But so he's behind you and, you know, he's really fucking you hard.
Hard.
And so you had to stop a couple times sucking my cock and you had your hands were on my thighs and you were digging your fingers into my thigh. I mean, you came hard.
Yes.
And it got so intense that at one point she had to put the camera down.
Yes.
And come over and then she, I think, started sucking Harry's cock.
Yep.
And then you continued sucking my cock, and then we kind of went with our respective partners.
No, he again. Came.
Well, he made you come twice.
Yes, and then he came.
Then he came, really. I mean, he made him come because like you clenched so fucking hard. I mean, we talk about it all the time.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. So then she kind of, Sally kind of made her way over to Harry.
Yeah.
And you and I, you know, you kind of collected yourself because you came hard again.
Yes, the second I was time. Fuzzy headed. I mean, yeah. He made me come to the point where I was like fuzzy.
Yeah.
And I don't even, so after I came a couple of times and he came, I lose a little bit of a chunk because it was just so like, I had chemicals, you know, spinning in my head. It was so hot.
So you kind of, you got up from the bed with me and Harry and Sally were on the bed again for a few more minutes where she was kind of sucking his cock and, you know, they were touching and kind of kissing and caressing each other. And then you said Sally.
Sally, I remember this now. Sally said, you know, this is still your night. Like, what do you want to see happen?
Right.
And I was like, well, I want to see Brian fuck you.
Right.
And she was like, okay.
Yeah. High five. Good call. Because yeah. I totally wanted to.
Right. You're so welcome.
Thank you. Well, so of course.
Wing woman. I'm a good wing woman.
Yeah. I mean, so she puts me back on the bed. I sit back on the bed, kind of where I was.
Yeah.
And now she starts sucking my cock.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, she enjoys it, obviously, because she gets with it.
She's very enthusiastic.
Oh, my goodness. So her ass is up in the air now, mm-hmm. and she's sucking my cock really hard. And I'm kind of feeling on her tits and feeling her skin, which is super soft. And she's super tan. She's got this amazing skin. And you were videoing now. Yep. And we got it on camera, which we haven't watched yet. We will probably watch that tonight.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Because it's fucking going to be hot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Harry was next to you. He was watching.
Yep.
And finally, after like 10 minutes or so, I had to fuck her.
Well, you went down on her first, didn't you?
I did. Well, I went down on her before and after.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Which, my favorite thing is watching you lick her because she gets so animated and she enjoys it so much. She just has this look on her face of like carnal pleasure the entire time. And it's so fucking hot. It's my favorite.
And it's very obvious when she's having an orgasm because her back arches and she just squeezes my head with her legs.
And you probably don't know this because you're going down on her, but the look on her face,
I can't see her,
is so fucking sexy. It's like she is enjoying it so much. You're giving her so much pleasure, which is such a huge turn on for me. Like knowing that you give me that pleasure and that you're also so awesome with your oral skills that you're giving her that level of pleasure too. Oh my God.
Well, and I lose the I can't hear at a certain point because her legs are literally pinning my head.
Right.
So I can no longer hear or see. So I'm focused on.
She's not a loud comer.
No, but it's very obvious. She has this kind of a deep breathing thing and then she arches her back.
Yeah.
And, God, she's so fucking hot. So I can obviously tell when that's happening, but again, I lose sight and hearing. I can't hear anything.
Right.
You know, I just continue doing what I'm doing. And then when she lets
well, it
go,
works.
When she releases my head, I can tell that, you know, all is well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, super hot. And she's got like the nicest pussy.
She does.
It's crazy.
Beautiful. And it's so smooth all the time.
Yeah, she really.
I mean, I've been down there myself, so
yes,
I totally can corroborate your story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a lot of fun. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then I just couldn't take it. I had to fuck her.
Yeah.
I was seriously rock hard and absolutely had to fuck her.
So did you know that your cock was purple?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Which was, I was confused by that.
Yeah,
it hasn't really happened before.
When, and I know the reason you know that is because while I was going down on her, you were on your knees sucking my cock, which made it that much more intense. Like I was like, I have to fuck this woman.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, you
totally
did.
Yeah, but you're like putting the condom on and you're like getting to getting ready to fuck her. And your cock is purple.
Yeah, I was really ready to fuck her.
Yeah, you had so much blood pumping through your cock. It was crazy.
So, of course, you know, she's on her back now and she's kind of like pulling me on top of her. And it was so fucking hot because she is literally looking through me. Her legs are above my head. She put her legs above my head.
Yep.
And she's staring at me and like looking right through me.
Oh my God. It was so hot. You guys had this like amazing.
And we have it on. We're going to be able to watch it.
I have to watch it. I haven't even thought to watch it yet.
No.
Watching it in person was so hot because you are staring into each other's eyes while you're fucking.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yes.
And it was like, you know, and it wasn't like this, it wasn't a sensual thing. You know, no. She was looking at me like, you need to fuck me really hard.
Yes.
And you don't stop until I tell you to.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was just staring at her like I wanted to devour her.
She was saying things to you too. What was she saying?
Oh, she was saying, fuck me just like that, harder, deeper. Ugh. I mean, it was so fucking intense.
That's so hot.
And the truth is, I was so focused and fixated like on how she was looking at me.
Yeah.
It was just so intense. I couldn't stop.
Oh, I loved it. It was so obvious that she was like so into you.
Well, because at one point I thought I'm going to stop and turn her over because she's got like a fucking amazing ass.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was really just caught up in the moment. We just kept going at it.
Yeah.
While, you know, with her on her back. I mean, oh my God, it was so fucking hot.
Well, and then, so you stop for a second and she's like, okay, I'm going to flip over so you can fuck me, you know.
From behind.
And you were like, oh, I already came.
Yeah. I mean, it was so fucking intense. Like, she made me come really fast. I mean, fast. You and I, it's like, I mean, a couple of hours.
Usually, yeah. And this was like
30 minutes?
Maybe 30, 40 minutes max.
I mean, holy shit, did she make me come hard. I was mesmerized. I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
I could tell that you came, but she couldn't.
No, I was shocked.
I think she was just really wrapped up in it, but I know when you come, even if you're not like really making the like guttural growling noises that you make.
Yeah.
So I knew that you had, but...
Yeah, I was... Well, you know, while I'm fucking her and I kind of moved her legs around and she moved her legs around, you know, I'm kind of biting on her nipples a little bit, which she likes. And kissing on her neck and that kind of thing. But man, it was more carnal than it was before with she and I.
Yes.
You know, it was really intense. God, it was so fucking hot.
Oh my God. You were pounding her.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, me too.
It's gonna be good.
See it again. It was like the hottest live action porn ever for me.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't looking at Harry. I know you were kind of off to the side.
He and I were entranced in this whole thing. So
he loves to see her pleasure. Just like I do. I love to watch you like really enjoying yourself. Like when he was fucking you from behind.
Yeah.
I mean, I was able to see your face a little because you would like pick your head up, but I can always tell when you're really having a good time and it's like the best fucking thing for me.
Yeah.
So it's the same for him. He really enjoys it.
He does. And previous to this, like during the times that you and she are playing, but he and I are kind of like videotaping or watching or whatever, we've been like touching each other or I've been like still sucking his cock, but like peeking over at you guys. This time, we were not touching each other because we were so focused on you and she together and that connection that you guys were having.
Yeah.
It was so hot. And the only things he and I were saying to each other were about how hot you guys look together.
Well, and it's interesting because as some people know, or you know, some don't, maybe who are just now listening to the show, we are not just a same room couple. We are a separate room couple. Obviously, you play a part with your playmate and we play with couples apart. No problem.
Right.
With Harry and Sally, they're not necessarily separate room play. And with them, I don't necessarily want to play in a separate room with them because the energy is so intense and it's so like, it's so enjoyable because they enjoy watching each other so much.
Yeah.
And they enjoy that the energy that like the transference of energy between all of us.
Yes.
Like there are a couple that I don't want to play separately with.
Well, I think all four of us have just such a strong chemistry too, you know, like you are obviously so into her and I think he is so super handsome and she and I are like pretty sexually into each other.
Yeah, she totally digs you. So yeah.
So I dig her too. She's got a great everything.
Yeah, but, she's awesome all around.
But yeah, I think the four of us just click so well together that I think that this like should stay a same room couple.
Yeah, and we've now played with them, I think it's 3 times now, right?
Yeah.
3 or 4 times? 3 times? Yeah, we've never even, you and I have never even discussed the idea of being in separate rooms with them.
No.
They're just it's a unique energy and transference of energy. I mean, it just works.
Yeah,
you know, it's not, there's nothing uncomfortable about any of it. It just flows.
It just works. Yeah. We're not having to second guess anything.
No. And it's not, I don't think it's the norm. I don't think people would find it to be a normal kind of play setting because, you know, we've talked about it before. The lights are on. It's high noon in the room, no matter where we are, if it's one of our homes or the hotel room, because they liked the video and now they've gotten us into it. Like we like to watch it.
Yeah.
And it never really occurred to us before because, you know, some couples don't, that's not their thing.
Right.
This is their thing and they really enjoy it and they got us to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So all the lights are on. We're all in the same room. We take turns holding the camera.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
And it's like, just like, hold this while I fuck your wife.
Yeah, there's like no awkwardness about it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no uncomfortable moments where it's like, oh, I have to change position and it gets awkward.
No.
It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, it just flows from one thing to the next.
And I really like them. I really enjoy them also because they are as comfortable in their own skin as any two people.
Oh, yeah.
They don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's
and with each other. It's very refreshing to see people that are able to be that connected with each other, yet totally okay, like watching each other fuck other people.
Yeah,
there's no drama either.
Yeah, and again, the couples that we have really become friends with, and of course, they are one of those couples. I really enjoy all of their company because they are so in love with each other and they like each other so much.
Yeah.
You know, and Harry and Sally absolutely like each other's company.
Yeah.
It's not like they're in the lifestyle because they need to intensify their own relationship or their relationship is missing something.
Well, it is to intensify.
It is, but not because they have to.
Fill in any sort of a gap.
It's not, no, there's no lack of fulfillment between the two of them.
Right.
This is simply to be intense, just to create more intense, more intensity. And I like that about them. And you can feel that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
Now, Harry said something, I think before we started playing, that really has me excited about the potential of the four of us going forward.
Which is what?
Which is that they're into certain BDSM activities.
Yes.
But they have not really delved deep into the different experiences, and they are potentially interested in us kind of leading the way and providing them with, you know, some different types of play.
Yes, we did touch on that. We did talk a little bit about some role play. And that was something else. You know, we didn't mention that. I completely forgot. When we first started playing, actually, Sally was on her stomach on the bed sucking Harry's cock while I was flogging her.
Yeah.
And then totally he was flogging that. Her a little bit and I was licking her from behind. I had totally forgotten about that. So we did, we played with that a little bit, and which was great because they actually had to flog her next to their bed on the nightstand.
Right.
They were ready. And so, yeah, we did talk about that a little bit and they were interested a little bit in rope play. We talked a little bit about that. You gave them some kind of specifics about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a potentiality for that. I'm really excited.
That could be cool because we don't really have a couple right now that we play with regularly that's into that type of play.
Right.
And also the idea of like showing them the ropes, pun intended, could be really fucking hot.
Well, and while we were playing, if you remember, because Sally is not real big on nipple torture. That's not her thing. Breast torture, nipple torture, not her thing. So when I do kind of interact with her breasts, I'm kind of kissing and nibbling and, you know, that kind of thing, caressing.
You're not pulling to the point where you feel like you're going to pull them off like you do with me?
No. No squeezing, no slapping, no biting. But when you were playing with Harry, he commented on it because you actually said to him, "You're not going to hurt me. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And he really liked it because he hasn't been able to do that.
Yeah.
And the idea that you're okay with it, and not only okay with it, but like you require it, is great. So I think that was really a nice, kind of a nice change for him.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
So, yeah, it was a great experience, as always. We just love this couple. We love playing with them. I can honestly say that watching you with her is one of the heights of the lifestyle so far for me.
Yeah.
Because she's so hot. So watching her is amazing. But watching you two together is really something special because you just have this sexual connection unlike I've seen you have with anyone else yet.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, with them in particular, right? We were hanging out with them, just kind of sitting around the living room in front of the fire, having a cocktail, nice conversation, very light, very vanilla conversation for the most part. So there wasn't a lot of like, and they were sitting kind of across from us. So we weren't in contact.
Right.
But we're able with them to go from a very vanilla, benign kind of conversations or setting right into the bedroom and just get into it.
Yeah.
And I like that because we go from one extreme to the next and then back again fluidly.
Yep.
You know, there's no awkwardness. And I just like that about them. They're very comfortable with themselves. They're comfortable with us. And it just makes the experience that much better.
Yeah. And I think it's once again proof that for us, we require that connection with people to really enjoy it. Because if we didn't have that connection with them, it wouldn't be fluid like that. It would be awkward. There would be more weird conversation or more negotiation going on.
Yeah.
And the fact that we can just kind of fall right into it with them is just proof that the connection piece is really what works for us.
Well, and the idea that they were so concerned about you being really fulfilled this time and wanting it to be your show, I thought was just
that
the coolest.
That was super sweet.
Yeah. I mean, which is what a great gesture.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was really, really nice of them. And I hadn't even thought, I mean, it never even occurred to me. It wasn't like when we were together with them the last time that it was ever even an issue.
Well, to be fair, the last time that we were with them was super hot for me. I didn't think of it as like a detriment to me at all that I wasn't the one getting fucked because I still got to experience so many things, including you with her, which for me, that's a huge part of us being with a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a slut, so I love getting fucked by a dude. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that I, you know, get to play with Clint all the time means that there's kind of that void. Like, I want to see you with another woman. And so that was not even, a concern for me the last time. I certainly didn't feel left out. But the fact that they thought of it like that was really super sweet.
Yeah. I mean, it lends itself to, I think, to the level of the relationship that we have developed with them. Just that mutual respect, I think, is really important. And like you said, for us, and we've talked about this with other couples in person, we've talked about it on the podcast before, we don't deny that there is a, you know, there's a time and a place to meet a couple, random couple, in the right setting, have some really hot sex, and then maybe never talk to each other again.
Right.
There's a place for that. And there are couples who really get into that, and high five to you. We really have to have kind of a connection with people.
Yeah.
If, whether it's us meeting you for the first time and it's a couple of hours of conversation and we click, or it's a date and we meet for the second time before we ever play and we kind of get to know each other a little bit, there's something to be said for that type of play for us. And it just makes a world of difference. You know, I actually thought about it Saturday when you and I were driving home. You were asleep in the car, obviously, halfway there. But I thought about our interaction the night before with our other friends. And we've been out with them a few times.
Right.
We've only played with them once.
Right.
And the truth is, when we played with them the first time, you and I weren't really watching each other.
No.
It wasn't really, we were in a hot tub, a big hot tub, and we were kind of, while we were in the same space, we were in our own space.
Right.
So I got to see you a little bit. You got to see me a little bit. So we didn't have that experience with them yet. And what I find interesting is the other two times that we've been with them, we had just had, you know, vanilla date for the most part, you know, other than you getting your pussy felt up and me rubbing on her tits at the bar.
I'm not sure how vanilla that is.
Yeah, probably not super vanilla. It's kind of like vanilla bean for us. But, you know, the idea that we have now done that with them, we've had two, you know, non-sexual dates and one sexual date with them. I thought to myself, you know, we now have really formed a very cool relationship with them. We had the opportunity to spend New Year's Eve with them and their anniversary.
Yeah.
So, because this last time we saw them was their anniversary. And and how cool of them to think of us. They thought of us for New Year's Eve and they thought of us for their anniversary. And so,
makes me feel badass.
Yeah. So imagine how fucking great it's going to be when we actually get together with them again physically.
Well, I also think that there's a huge amount of buildup going on now.
That's my point. So we had a really just an awesome physical interaction with them the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had two, you know, just kind of, you know, going out dates the second time, and that didn't lead to sex for various reasons. And now leading into the next time we see them, it's going to be explosive.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I really want his cock because it's fantastic.
And she is so fucking hot. It's literally going to be like fucking Jessica Rabbit, the cartoon character. Only she's real. Yeah. It's super
hot. She's not bad. She's just drawn that way.
That she's just drawn that way. Yeah. She is naughty, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be really intense. And I'm convinced that connection will be very similar to the connection that we have with Harry and Sally, in the sense that there'll be no awkwardness, no, you know, just nothing weird about it. We're just going to kind of fall into it, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, which is really kind of refreshing. Like you said, it's not uncomfortable, and this shouldn't be uncomfortable.
No, it should be fun and easy. And it definitely is with so far with both of these couples. So
yeah, I think there's something to be said for having, you know, developing and building that relationship outside of the bedroom and outside of play.
I agree.
You know, full on play anyway. Of course, there's always a little teasing with our friends that we met on Friday, because they're just super sexual people.
Yeah.
You know, and they're another couple, right, that just fucking like each other.
Oh, yeah.
They love each other. They dig each other. Like, you know, their anniversary, I thought it was interesting. They really celebrate their first date.
More so than their
date they got married, which I just thought was fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know, you and I do the same thing. Like, you know, well, 6 months.
We're not married, but.
Right. But we celebrate those, you know, what we consider to be significant,
moments. Yeah, the important times. Yeah.
So, you know, the idea that they did that and shared it with us, I thought was very fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we talked about this last week, but for me, last weekend was just a revitalization.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I was down on the lifestyle, because that's not what it was, but I was starting to question, like, how exactly we fit into the lifestyle. We just have so many different moving parts and pieces. And, you know, then we go to the ranch, and as awesome as that was, it left us kind of questioning, like, you know, how do we maneuver all of this? And how do we meet people in those types of environments? And it was just a lot. It was so much going on at the same time that being with this couple just totally got me back on track, knowing that we need to meet and develop real chemistry with people. And that's going to lead to these hot, explosive, amazing experiences that we thrive on for days and days and days after.
Or weeks after. Well, for me, you know, I agree with you and I see your point. When we were in Denver, it was eye-opening. Not just the, you know, the overall experience and the enormity of the club and all that kind of the intensity that brought to us. It opened my eyes to the fact that there is a large percentage of lifestyle enthusiasts who don't behave the same way a lot of folks do where we live.
Yeah.
And so Denver kind of concerned me a little bit. I was in no way put off, you know, lifestyle wise. You and I talked about it. It was really a concern because when we left there, you know, we had such an amazing reception once again from all the people that came to our event that Friday. And then, of course, coming back Saturday to the pre-party and going to the club with us, it was like, man, we're not going to be able to duplicate this at home. And yeah. It was kind of a bummer.
Well, yeah. I mean, we even talked about it. Like, are we eventually going to have to move to be able to like experience everything we want to experience?
Well, for sure. We did certainly talk about being someplace else for half the year or the extreme winter months of the year where we live. So yeah, I mean, I was really kind of bummed. I was like, man, it's really kind of put a damper on what we've got going on at home. Then, of course, we said, fuck it, we're home. Let's text our friends. And lo and behold, we had a date with both of them.
Yeah.
And that made me feel better.
Yeah, but it also shows me that we need to, like you said last week, be proactive. We're not going to sit on our asses and wait anymore. We're going to go after the things that we want to go after. And thankfully, we're very lucky in that we've developed some really cool relationships with people that are, you know, willing to meet us
yeah.
very quickly and who want to spend time with us. So yeah, I mean, it was great. It was exactly what I needed to get my mind back in the game in terms of really enjoying the lifestyle, making the most of it.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, we've talked about this probably from the beginning, the relationships that we cultivate in this lifestyle with couples, particularly. Now, Clint is an exception. And listen, Freddie, we really, you know, I really enjoyed meeting him. He's just one of those guys that we're going to see from time to time at different events. And I mean, you know, he comes to town anytime. He's always welcome with us. Really a solid player. But Clint is a different situation. He has become a friend.
Yeah.
For many reasons. He's a super likable guy. You spend a lot of time with him on a regular basis. You guys have formed a really nice relationship, a nice kind of communicative bond. And I like the fact that you like him. And that's really awesome for me. And so we've talked about it. When having real relationships with people outside of the physical, it becomes part of what we are doing in the lifestyle, it just changes everything. And these two couples, these friends of ours that we have developed, they re-energized me and gave me that confidence that we are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Especially after Denver, which again was so far removed from what we were accustomed to in our hometown that it was really kind of like, it was eye-opening for sure, but I was bummed. I thought, man, how the fuck are we going to duplicate that?
Well, we're not going to duplicate that, but we can get small pieces of that. We can, you know, create small pockets of that here. And that's really what we need to work on and thrive on.
I misspoke. It wasn't even that we're going to duplicate it, but my thought was, how do we build on it? How do we develop that? How do we continue that feeling that you and I had, that really kind of euphoric feeling
yeah.
of being around the coolest fucking people,
yeah.
a lot of them. You know, whether it was the 50-ish people that we met that night at our meet and greet or the 300-plus people at the ranch, how are we going to feel like this again without coming back to Denver, you know, or someplace like
it? I want to go back to Denver. No, but
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We want that feeling more often.
Yes.
But again, the weekend gave it to us.
Yes, it did. It was great.
I couldn't say enough about all those folks. I really, really enjoy them. And actually, we are going to plan a dinner. Kind of a dinner date at our place and invite our friends over, multiple couples this summer. I'm really enjoying kind of putting a dinner together for everybody so I can actually really cook.
You cook, I clean.
Yeah, we'll do all that stuff. So we're going to throw an event at our home.
I get to be topless or at least as naked as our friend Sally was.
For sure. We might actually require that. It's a dinner party.
Dress code is as little as humanly possible.
I'll just wear an apron, maybe. Yeah. That'll be kind of cool.
Your ass sticking out the back.
Yeah. Like chaps, you know.
Ooh, assless chaps.
Well, as you've heard me say before, all chaps are assless.
Oh, it's so much more fun to say assless chaps,
I know,
though.
But it's maybe like a hospital gown.
That's not sexy.
Yeah, but your ass
is. That's like old man look.
Well, I'm old.
No, you're not.
So, you know, it's befitting, I think. Anyway, I think I'll go with the apron. But yeah, it'll be a good time. We'll throw a dinner party, have some folks over. And the interesting thing is, as close as we are with these couples, they don't know each other.
No, not yet. I really want to introduce them to each other.
Yeah, because they're going to really like each other.
I think so, too.
And we should be the catalyst for that.
Fuck yeah.
The truth is, I just want us all to be naked.
Me too.
So, to be fair.
Hot.
Yeah.
Let's get that going.
So that was great. We had a great time. Super awesome, super sexy. We got more coming this this weekend. A couple of days, we're gonna be with a whole bunch of sexy folks.
Yeah,
looking forward to that. And then some playtime with you and myself and Clint. Hopefully Sunday, we'll have a little something to talk about there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's gonna be good.
Our threesome finally.
Yes. Hopefully. So for those of you who have not already, find us everywhere.
Yeah, we're on Twitter and Instagram, both at FP Swingers. We also have a badass YouTube channel that we're really developing. You can find that at Front Porch Swingers. We have a blog at frontporchswingers.com. And also, reminder, if you are looking for some sexy stuff to play with, i.e. floggers, paddles, clamps for some nips,
yeah,
all sorts of fun shit,
then wands.
you can go to shopfrontporchswingers.com, check out our favorite sex toys, and if you use our promo code FPSPOD at checkout, you'll get 15% off of your entire order.
Yes, you will.
And yeah, just thank you as always for your support. And I think that's all we have this week, right?
Yeah, listen, I really enjoyed this episode. We talked about doing it. We couldn't wait to do it, to talk about our friends and just how reinvigorated we are with the whole idea of the lifestyle. And
yeah, it's maybe really that's why I'm so like horned up lately.
Yeah, you're fucking horny pants.
Yeah, I want to go fuck like right now. I want to go put a plug in and I need you to fuck my ass.
Well, you need to put a plug in because we talked about that. So you have no choice. You have to plug your ass. You made a promise. And so you'll probably be tied up tonight too, and flogged, and may break out the clothespins.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a good time tonight. Stay tuned.
Naughty.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.